This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Tonight,
he's the oldest person that went to space. I want to...
Don't say that anymore, please.
William Shatner on his Out of This World mission.
It's indescribable. It's fearsome. It's fun.
His message to Prince William after his space travel slam.
It's very unnerving.
The prince is missing the point.
Ben.
I have lots of feelings.
Heather Locklear on her Hollywood return. Plus, our night out with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
We support each other.
For his big movie premiere.
Hi.
And more red hot red carpet fashion.
You're giving us like fierce tiger leopard.
Shania.
We're with music's biggest stars at the CMT Artist of the Year Awards.
ET starts right now.
William Shatner's 2021 Space Odyssey is officially complete. Welcome, everybody, to Entertainment Tonight.
First, let's say hello to our guest co-host, Malin Ackerman. We're so glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're going to talk all about your new movie with your handsome hubby in just a bit. But first, let's start with Mr. Shatner. I spoke with him just 24 hours after his once-in-a-lifetime flight. And yep, he's got a message for the future King of England, too.
The most profound experience... I can imagine. I hope I never recover from this.
It's indescribable. It's fearsome. It's fun. My God, I'm weightless.
Prince William wasn't necessarily as taken by this experience.
I know.
I saw a bit of that.
Mm-hmm. I saw a bit of that.
We need some of the world's greatest brains and minds fixed on trying to repair this planet, not trying to find the next place to go and live.
He's got the wrong idea. The idea here is not to go... Yeah, look at me, I'm in space. No, I would tell the prince, and I hope the prince gets this message, this is a baby step of getting industry, all those polluting industries off of Earth. You can build a base 250, 280 miles above the Earth and send that power down here.
But you see, all these people with all this money, we got stuff to fix down here on the planet first. Like, why can't we fix that first?
Of course we do. All right, so fix some of the stuff down here. Nichelle, everybody in their lifetime needs to be reminded, you're important, you're beautiful, do something important today. And that's what that trip did to me. It reminded me of death facing me because of my age, but also how to protect you in the years to come.
This is Captain James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise.
It's been 52 years since he signed off Star Trek, but remember this version of Shatner?
We're back to real cops.
Well, that's what I think.
Your former T.J. Hooker co-star Heather Locklear had this to say on the Kelly Clarkson show.
I was just very intimidated by him for a couple of years until I wasn't, and until I found out he was 90.
She said she was really intimidated by you. Did you know that?
No. She was this beautiful young blonde girl, as well as a lovely lady.
As for Heather's take on his space mission,
he said, "I'm bloody Captain Kirk. I should go to space." I think it's a pretty big thing, so congratulations, Bill.
That's Heather this morning on GMA after her fifth stint in rehab in 2019 and 2 years of sobriety. She's making her TV comeback with a new project close to her heart. Yes.
It's all about loss and recovery and, you know, coming back from a loss. I wanted to something that had its weight, and I, like, prayed to God. I go, whatever, you know, whatever lands in my lap. I want it to be something spiritual. It's so strange, and it landed in my lap.
Don't Sweat the Small Stuff is Heather's first TV role in 4 years. The Lifetime movie, which premieres Saturday, tells the real-life story of Christine Carlson, co-author of the best-selling book series, who lost her writer husband during a promotional tour.
Maybe there's a lesson in all of this. We'll get through this.
Natasha Bure plays Heather's daughter. Megan McCain is the executive producer.
Heather Locklear, I mean, you cast a casual icon in this movie. She is so beloved.
You know, she's taken a break from acting and, you know, she's gone through struggles of her own. And I thought that her sort of like rawness and openness with her struggles would be something that would be great for the movie.
Stop being acutely aware of the choices you make and just have an actual feeling.
I have lots of feelings.
Well, I don't see them.
Your TV mom is Heather Locklear.
I know. She is the most kind, funny, hysterical, outgoing woman I've ever met. I mean, we clicked instantaneously.
How much did you dig into your own relationship with your mom and apply that to this?
Oh, completely. I mean, my mom and I have the best relationship and she's one of my best friends, but we definitely get into arguments all the time where I'm just so stubborn. So it felt very like not super out of character, honestly.
Is that what they call method acting?
Yes, so.
Mollen, is your son a mama's boy?
100%, and aww. I love it, and he will never stop.
See?
Oh, it changes. All moms out there, it changes. Last night, you know, I was hanging with proud Papa Jay-Z at the red carpet premiere of The Harder They Fall.
I can't wait for this.
The family out tonight is a family affair. I saw your mother-in-law.
I'm so proud of my son-in-law.
We support each other. That's what we do.
Beyonce was there, but skipped the carpet. She showed off her gorgeous plunging emerald green and black gown to her 213 million Instagram followers. Beyonce's Destiny Child sister, Kelly Rowland, was also out to support Jay-Z's latest passion project. Sins of the father, dark and the dust, that I became you. Faithful to the end. The rapper and mogul produced and wrote music for The Harder They Fall. The Western, co-starring Idris Elba, Regina King, and Jonathan Majors, hits theaters October 22nd and streams on Netflix November 3rd.
With no mercy.
1 in 3 cowboys in the West was black. People don't know that.
I mean, you can't fault them because that was the images we were fed growing up. We weren't represented in those at all.
A new day is dawning.
Was that a New Orleans accent?
It was inspired by, I love the dialect of Louisiana, New Orleans more specifically. I hope that you guys know that it's from a place of love. Gorilla in
the jungle, man, I don't. The film was directed by Seal's brother, James Samuel. Seal hit the carpet with his and ex Heidi Klum's 17-year-old model daughter, Lenny. You two really have a special bond, that father-daughter bond.
And it's always been like that. From the day I met her mother and she was 2 weeks pregnant.
Taraji P. Henson and Tiffany Haddish also came out in support of the film. Why aren't you in this Western? Because you're a cowgirl.
I'm not in this Western because I was booked and busy, but I'll be in the next one.
It is why I love you, Tiffany, because you're always working. By the way, the movie is fantastic. Go and see it. All right, let's jump from movies to music.
E.T.'s Cassie DeLaura is hanging with country music's finest. Remember her name.
You're giving us, like, fierce leopard Shania vibes. Is that what you're going for, Shania?
A little bit.
It was a mom's night out in Nashville for honorees Gabby Barrett and Mickey Guyton at the CMT Artists of the Year Awards.
How is Grayson doing? Cute as ever.
Grayson is amazing. He's going to be 1 in February. I got him his first Halloween costume.
What's he being?
An astronaut. Hopefully he can get that William Shatner money and go up to space.
Presenter Connie Britton was glowing on the carpet and dishing about her bestie Chelsea Handler dating comedian Joe Coy.
I love who they are to each other. I love who they are together. It's great.
You've been spotted out recently with a mystery man, a little hunk. Have you found love as well?
Yes, I have a wonderful man in my life. Yeah.
Randy Travis single-handedly saved country music.
Garth Brooks presented Randy Travis with the Knight's Big Award, Artist of a Lifetime. The 62-year-old attended with wife Mary Davis. He lost his ability to speak after having a stroke in 2013.
What does your friendship mean and this moment of him doing you this honor?
I mean a lot from Garth. Garth is always there for us. Garth and Trisha are just, they're just like our rock.
Maybe some things last forever after all.
Also honored, Luke Combs, Chris Stapleton, and Kane Brown. And we love that Lady A's Charles Kelly, who just turned 40, is getting some ab inspo from Lenny Kravitz.
I think Lenny Kravitz is the coolest human being in the world, and I just saw that he's in his 50s, late 50s, and he looks like that, and I look like this. The guy never ages.
What'd your wife say to the post?
She said it wasn't my best look, but no, she laughed. She thought it was funny.
The final performer of the night, Walker Hayes, whose viral hit, Fancy Like, has taken over TikTok.
You have so many celebrity fans who are obsessed with the song.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top.
I wish I could be a fly on the wall. Like, do they know who I am? Are they just like, I love this song? Yeah, I mean, it just came out of nowhere. I'm just a dad.
Fancy like.
Woo! I'm a dad also who loves Applebee's. How about you?
Benihana's, I think. I like
you like the show?
The shrimp. I like the show. It's sort of the kids. You
know? It's all about the show. Now to the star taking up residence on Grey's Anatomy.
E.T. is getting all the scoop from Scott Speedman.
You are McCrushy. You just
named me that, so let's go with it.
Will he be Meredith's forever love? And what he thinks about the McDreamy comparisons?
That was a pretty good mane he had going on. I won't look at that side-by-side shot.
Then.
Hey, remember these dudes?
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, the teenage throwback you won't want to miss.
Those guys clearly have stars all over.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to ETOnline.com.
Once we get married, she, you know, it's like, it just turns into psycho.
Oh, really?
People are starting to, like, take their distance from him, going, guys, it's not really me.
How about that? Throwing it back 15 really years. Yeah, almost exactly 15 years, by the way, when we interviewed my guest co-host, Malin Ackerman, on the set of The Heartbreak Kid in Mexico, co-starring Ben Stiller. That must have been a hoot.
It was amazing. Just watching him watch her was one of my favorite things in general, shooting that movie.
You do have something in common with that character, by the way.
I do?
Yeah, you do. She's a passionate environmentalist.
Oh, okay.
You are as well.
Yes.
You're a board member.
I am.
Yes, of the Environmental Media Association. Saturday is the group's EMA Awards.
Yeah.
And you are co-hosting that.
We inform people on how and what they can do, what they can look for, how to shop sustainably and try to make a smaller carbon footprint.
Okay, so let's talk about your love, your little boy.
Yes.
Sebastian, your
yes.
8-year-old. I wonder, have you started him in an environmentally conscious way at 8 already?
I have. I go into my old ways sometimes when we're in a public bathroom.
Yeah.
And I dare to pull a piece of paper out to wipe my hand. He's like, Mom, you're killing a tree.
Tim, I love that so much. Okay, you've got a movie coming out next year.
Mm-hmm.
That movie's called A Week in Paradise,
yes.
Right? And this was special because your real-life husband plays your movie husband, Mr. Jack Donnelly.
Unfortunately, he's my cheating husband in this movie.
Ooh,
so that
Jack.
Was an interesting one to try on for size.
All right, Malin, question. Are you a big Ghostbusters fan?
I mean, who isn't?
I mean, right?
Of course.
Exactly. Well, OG Ghostbuster Ernie Hudson got us hyped for Afterlife.
After seeing it, I know they won't be disappointed.
Scoop on the new sequel and why Ernie's meeting his new TV show co-star Sheila E. for the first time right here on E.T.
I'm a little scared to be next to him.
Then Scott Speedman.
Him and I had great chemistry.
What to expect from his Grey's Anatomy return.
It's happening.
And Penn Badgley Baby Talk, the new dad on screen and off.
Could you relate to the sleepless nights?
Still can.
I'm Dr. Addison Montgomery.
How surreal was it stepping back on that stage after being away for so long?
When's the last time you've ever gotten back to a job that you started 18 years ago that you left 10 years? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no construct for it.
Well, that is Kate Walsh, who makes her big return to Grey's Anatomy for 2 episodes, starting tonight on ABC with, of course, this fella right here, Scott Speedman, who is also back as a potential new love interest
potential.
For one Meredith Grey. Oh, you're like, no, it's on.
It's happening.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun.
When I interviewed Ellen just a little bit ago, I kind of was being messy.
I mean, is he really viable for Meredith?
What? Yeah. What are you talking about? He's such a hottie.
This was recently?
Yeah, just a couple days ago.
Good. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Why are you excited to reprise this role?
When you have chemistry with somebody, you kind of mark that as like, that's something to go back to because that's not always there.
You know, one of the things the fans look at, they are comparing you a little bit to Patrick Dempsey, but it's the hair. Do you think your mane can match McDreamy's mane?
That was a pretty good mane he had going on. I don't want a side-by-side shot.
Yeah, there's some similarities there, but the hair's good.
Okay.
It's like controlled chaos.
That's
in the
me.
Best way.
You describe me. Controlled
you.
Chaos.
That's you.
It starts with the hair and it just comes out.
I love it. So we've got McDreamy.
Yeah.
We've got McSteamy.
Uh-huh.
Have you thought about your Mick?
No.
It can't be McNick.
It can't be McNick. That's bad.
No.
I mean, McSpeedy? I mean, Speedman?
McSpeedman. Oh,
that's
McSpeedy. I like that. Yeah. So you've got Grey's Anatomy, and then you're also back in You.
My girlfriend loves that show, and I've been watching kind of over her shoulder, watching, and then a cool role came about for that, and I jumped on it.
What's wrong with your son?
Scott plays a mysterious neighbor to Penn Badgley and Victoria Pedretti in You Season 3, which streams on Netflix tomorrow.
We are a team.
The best team.
What can the audience expect from the fact that Joe and Love are taking stalking and serial killing to the suburbs and they're becoming parents?
Exploring these characters in a marriage with a child in suburbia. That was really exciting.
Like Joe, Penn is also a new dad.
In my history of scared, this is the most scared I've ever been.
Penn, did it help you at all to find that believability in becoming a parent yourself recently?
I'm actually having a pretty joyful experience as a father. So yeah, I don't know. It didn't always help.
Could you relate to the sleepless nights?
Still can.
And there's more new TV. Season 3 of the crime drama Carl Weber's The Family Business premieres today. It stars Ernie Hudson, who reprised his role as Winston in Ghostbusters Afterlife.
It was amazing to watch this new cast of amazing people bring it into another generation. The fans have been waiting over 30 years for the new film, and after seeing it, I know they won't be disappointed.
What do you have planned now that the girls are gone?
Joining the BET Plus series is Sheila E. Sheila plays the owner of a spa that's a cover for her money laundering business.
You guys are meeting for the first time right here in front of me, but you're on the same show.
Ernie?
Yeah. Sheila?
Yeah,
it's so nice to meet you.
You know, I've been a fan for such a long time.
Thank you, as well. True.
There's so many people in that show,
yes,
but
it's a big cast.
This is the man right here, so I'm excited to be next to him. I'm a little scared to be next to him, but I'm excited.
5, 4, 3, 2,
What is your favorite part about playing this character?
After Ghostbusters, I most of the time get seen as this really nice guy. So I play everybody's father. So this is a nice show where I get to show the other side, you know, the darker side. He's so protective of his family, and to me, that's what the show is about. This new season, it's a whole other level of threat and intensity.
Totally different from who I am.
Someone else getting in the family business? Kate Beckinsale's lookalike daughter, Lily.
Do you give advice?
Only when asked. I'm not kind of pulling her up and saying, now I've got to play the voice and get ready. Even though she used my last name, had my last name growing up, she's not using that for her acting career.
As for Kate, she's got a new true crime comedy streaming now on Paramount+.
So you want to write a story about you saving a black woman.
But no, the story's not about me.
In Guilty Party, Kate plays a disgraced journalist trying to save her career.
She's a grown woman, but she's got a kind of block. She's not kind of been to therapy enough or something.
I love you my whole life.
I had to ask Kate about the 20th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, the $450 million blockbuster that made 27-year-old Kate a household name.
I was particularly fond of Ben, who is just an enormous person. So he was just very useful to kind of sometimes stand behind like a breeze block. he was just very kind.
I don't know if he knew he was doing that. But anyway, speaking of Ben, coming up,
the teenage throwback of him and Matt Damon you can't unsee.
Oh, no, you can't. It's good.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Matt, the scene where you kneel in front of Ben.
That's what goes on at home, too. I want you to
know. He's joking, we think.
Oh, no.
Tomorrow, we're with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon sharing secrets from the set of The Last Duel.
Yeah, but last night on The Tonight Show, the longtime besties proved just how close they really are.
Hard not to see that those guys are going to make it.
Yeah, those guys clearly have star written all over them.
That's
I think
awesome.
It's the matching puka necklaces that give it away.
Oh, yeah.
I know you have a picture like that. I know you have.
Don't you guys have the puka shell necklaces,
too? She has a
puka. I mean, we share. Marlon, thank you so much for being here. It's been a blast.
Thanks for having me.
Come play, okay?
I'd love to come back.
Cool. Well, good luck, too, on co-hosting the EMA Awards. To learn more, check out greenforema.org. And make sure to catch Marlon's film, A Week in Paradise, out just in time for Valentine's Day.
That's not a heart.
It is a heart.
That's a bad heart.
It's a heart.
Wow, love does not live here. Love does not live here.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.